This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, August 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado's economy is doing better. Unemployment numbers released yesterday show the state's unemployment rate fell to 5.3% in July. The national unemployment rate remains higher at 6.2%. In Colorado, non-farm payroll jobs increased by 5,500. Private sector jobs increased by 6,000, but government jobs decreased by 500. The state has had 33 consecutive months of payroll job gains. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Joe Winter, a senior economist with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, about the state's improving economy.
Looking at the statewide unemployment rate for July, it was 5.3%. The last time Colorado's unemployment rate was that low was October 2008. What do these numbers mean for Colorado?
What we have here is a drop of the unemployment rate coupled with a bit of an increase in the labor force and an increase in the level of employment. So this is a healthy change. Of course, back in October of 2008, that was at the very beginning of the very strong downturn that we experienced in 08, 09, and 10, and the recovery of which has been sluggish nationally as well as in Colorado.
Colorado's economy is looking better. What's going on statewide to make this happen?
Well, the main thing that is changing for this year is a revival in the construction industry. Professional and business services is the same engine, if you would, that helped pull us out of the downturn of 2001. It has been a strong component in turning things around in this downturn as well. But in order to get statewide strong employment gains, I find that when the construction industry revives, that's indicative of a very broad range of economic activity. Light manufacturing, transportation, lots of things have the construction industry as customers. Retail trade comes to mind as well.
Why are unemployment rates in the Grand Junction metro area and the Montrose metro area remaining higher than the state average?
The biggest change is the disruption in gas drilling in the entire northwest and west part of the state. A lot of the gas exploration activity has been moving steadily towards the northeast corner of Colorado. And since that's been a large local driver for economic activity beyond just the mining and drilling type of operations, you also have ancillary support services and just economic activity in general, taking care of a fairly well-paid workforce. Addition with that, you've had the mine closure in the western part of Gunnison County due to that fire at the mine near Somerset, which also helps put a damper on the economic activity.
That was Joe Winter, a senior economist with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
State economists report mining, construction, professional and business services, tourism, and health and education services are sectors that are showing growth, but information and financial sectors are still lagging and show loss this year. Numbers are also just released for health care. The Center for Improving Value in Healthcare is a pseudo-governmental organization that tries to improve care in Colorado. One of the ways they do that is to track the price of procedures and operations across the state in an attempt to bring those prices down. The data, which is from 2012, shows that there can be some wide disparities in the cost. In Sawatch, Hinsdale, and Ouray counties, the average cost for someone with insurance is less than $2,400. That's not the amount of money each person spends, but how much they and their insurance pays for procedures, checkups, and medications. It's much more healthcare for that person cost. Mesa County is more expensive with an average cost of $3,300, but that's downright cheap compared to the cost in Jackson County in the north, topping out the state at almost $7,000. The data is still incomplete and a little scattered at this point, but the center is planning on releasing more data in the future. Colorado has officially contracted for 2 airplanes to better detect wildfires. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The planes are equipped with sensors and advanced technology to detect small fires before they grow and become large. The Sierra Nevada Corporation will provide the aircraft by the end of the month. The State Division of Fire Prevention and Control says the planes will fundamentally change the way wildfires are managed. Colorado recently created an aerial firefighting fleet. It includes 2 small air tankers and 2 helicopters to help fight wildfires. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The USA Pro Challenge started in Aspen yesterday. Over 120 of the world's top cyclists competed in a circuit race between Aspen and Snowmass. Colorado Public Radio talked to race announcer Phil Lidgett. He said the riders were worried about the opening day because Aspen is already at altitude.
The guys who want to win this race, the race is over 7 days, in a total of just over 800 miles in the week. It's a tough week for them, but they know that a mistake on the first day and they may as well not bother with the rest of the week.
The cyclists will now ride 105 miles today from Aspen to Crested Butte. Stage 3 on Wednesday is a 96-mile trek from Gunnison to a steep finish at 11,300 feet on Monarch Mountain. Amateur road racer Louis Hayes says he's excited to see the race come through the area.
Well, I think it brings a lot of attention to the state, even just the photography. I mean, this is going to be watched on NBC Sports internationally, and I think that's just great for Colorado. Not only that, but what it brings to local communities as far as people coming to watch the race.
Hayes says to look out for Aspen's own TJ Van Garderen in the race. He took 5th in this year's Tour de France. Also, a word of caution to anyone traveling in the next few days. Kepler Pass will be closed until this afternoon, along with several other highways as bicyclists take over the roads. More information can be found at coloradodot.info. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF, I'm Patricia Naft.